Joined back in studio with Mr. Tom Bonner of Solar Safe Pool Covers. Now, on your website, you've got a little pie that breaks it down into five different pieces, and each one's a different benefit of the cover. We spent a lot of time talking about the cover itself, a very good way to keep your filter clean during the windy season. You save yourself some time from the hassle, keeping the dirt out. So cleaner pools, one of them. Next one on that list, we have extend swim season.
So when I came up with the company name, Solar Safe, we're all worried about how to show up on Google. So I thought, well, what are the terms that people, you know, Google pool covers? Well, they want a solar cover. They want a safety cover. So I just threw them in there just to make Google help me out. And Google's done a pretty good job doing that. So, there's lots of benefits, and it just depends on what you're looking for from a cover. Safety is a huge situation in Arizona and really any state that has swimming pools. And our cover is actually safer than a fence, because when you hear or read about all these drowning incidents, you'll see that quite a few of them have some version of a fence in the backyard, and somehow the kid got around it. You know, little boys are curious, and they're not going to let that little thing stop them. And we've had a couple this year where they threw the chair up and climbed over. So, of course, our cover is safer than that. You can have your whole family stand on it. It's required to withstand 485 pounds of weight, which is two adults and one child, so it's an ASTM-approved safety cover. But it can handle a lot more than that. So safety is a big issue.
You said how many people? Well, two adults and one kid. And this picture on your website, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 adult men. And I'm guessing this is your entire staff.
Well, it was at the time.
At the time, yeah.
It's actually a lot more than that. But yeah, like I said, you could have a block party on your pool cover, because all it is really just dissipating the weight off to, it's like standing on a waterbed. It's not really comfortable. Little kids can glide right over it. Adults are pretty wobbly. Some people don't like to use their pool anymore. I'm in that category. I know Rosie's in that category. And we're both about the same age, what, about 47 now?
Just about. Coming up on it quick.
Yeah. So a lot of people like to keep the dirt and debris out of their pool. And that's where the monsoons have kicked up now. So it's funny when we have people call in and say, I got all these leaves in my pool. 90% of the time, it's the neighbor's
yes.
leaves.
Yes.
And that's what irritates people, is they can't figure out what to do with their leaves. They can cut the tree down or do whatever. But anyway, the cover keeps out all the dirt, debris, and sunlight. So it allows you to cut back on your filter time. So in the summertime, if you got the cover on, which most of our folks do, filter an hour a day. As soon as you're done swimming, you can actually shut the entire pool pump off. You don't need to put chemicals in, as long as the water was properly balanced when you hibernated the pool for the season. Or in the case of folks like me and Rosie that don't use their pool at all, we've got a lot of people that just shut them off until they're ready to sell their house many years later. And they don't have to have the wear and tear. They don't need to hire a pool guy. Pool guys are $1,000 to $1,200 a year, and you just don't need to have a pool guy when you have our pool cover.
And you jumped ahead of me a little bit. We'll dive into those numbers
sorry.
A little bit earlier. But extending swim season with this cover on and the thickness of it, how much warmer is it coming into the swim season?
So the way it works,
generally, you know, May-ish, it's kind of okay, and you know, it's been a while since you swam, so you'll bear with it. June, sometimes it can get so warm it's uncomfortable. With this cover on it, incubating the water.
Well, that's actually an interesting term. But, you know, solar works off the infrared, so we don't need direct sunlight like the blue bubble covers that you see. So what it does is it starts heating up the layers a few inches down to maybe 8 or 10 inches below the top of the cover. And for people that are in the solar season, you know, spring and fall, run your pool pump during the day. Then what it'll do is take that heat off, bring the cooler water up, and it'll heat up even faster. People on time-of-day electric rates generally don't run their pool during the day. So there's that little bit of pump penalty during the spring and fall swims or the solar season. In the summertime, you just run it at nighttime, and you don't run it during
the
day.
And so that takes all the water that's been heated up on the first couple inches on top and circulates it throughout the pool. You start that mid-April, a week before May, give it 2 weeks' time for it to...
So I'll actually answer your question now because I keep getting off the track. It adds 10 to 12 degrees of temperature. It's going to give you several weeks. I don't want to define exactly several weeks on either end of the swim season.
To get it warmer ahead of time and then use the cover to keep it warmer later and then obviously just pull it off when you jump in. And
correct.
Like you were saying earlier, leave half of it attached. When you're done, pull it back over.
Right.
And Tom, if this is something somebody wanted to think about having installed this fall, what are you doing for the Rosie on the House listeners?
So we offer something special for you guys that we don't offer for anybody else. If they call in, tell us they heard me on Rosie, we offer them 15% off the cost of the cover.
Fantastic.
And which is more than the $300 off you order the Tucson Daily Star readers.
Arizona Daily Star, correct, is $300 off.
All right, that number is 282-4475.